Simen Reis Samach Daled, Dinei Apsilois, Apsilo VeHashemen. This Simen is talking about the halachas that Chazal asked to use some kind of wicks, some kind of oil for Shabbos. And in the sugi and Shabbos, we have two reasons why Chazal asked it. One reason is Gzeire VeRabbonon Shemoyate. Maybe it will not be lighting so well, and he will be bending down the oil to be closer to the psile, to fix the psile, and he'll be over on the Isur Mavir and Shabbos. And this halacha is not only when he's going to read. We know normally you're not allowed to read Lo Yiraner Shemo Yate. But here, even if he will do different halachas, Chazal were Choshesh, maybe he will be coming to be Mate. So they ask him to use these kind of oils, these kind of psiles. It's another reason the Rishonim bring down the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos. As a gzeira de rabbonon, shemo yanichenu veyeitze, it will not be so good, or maybe it will blow off, and he will leave, and he will be left with Shabbos without Shabbos candles. And we'll see later on Siv Gimel, like Abi Itroin, that is light good, it lights good, but it has a bad smell. As a gzeira de rabbonon, shemo yanichenu veyeitze, Chazal asked it, gzeira de rabbonon, shemo yanichenu veyeitze. Now, the Primogodim brings down Nafkeminis in between the two halachas. One Nafkeminis the Primogodim brings down, what would be if a person puts the candles in a bayis shtei koimes no b'manul, then in Simon Reisha in Hei Reisha in Vov, we'll see that you're allowed to koirel or iraner is no gzera shemoyate, because it's locked up and you can't be mate. So the Primogodim wants to say that here as well, he'll be allowed to use these silas because there's no gzera shemoyate. Another nafkemina, what would be if there's one kosher in there and one puzzle in there? If it's mitzad gzeira shemayate, maybe it's a gzeira shemayate. He will use this other candle. He wants two candles. But if it's mitzad shemayanichenu v'yeitze, if he has one good candle, there's no shemayanichenu v'yeitze. Another nafkemina, the primogodim wants to bring down a person that doesn't have only these kind of tzilas. So if it's a gzeira de rabbonon shemayate, it's also. So what if he doesn't have a different candle? But if it's not a gzeira de rabbonon shemoyate, on a shemoyanichenu v'yeitze, and sofek moitze midevadai, can I just see the primogodim maybe more nafkeminis, le'ikara aloche de mishnebura neshuchanoruch are learning that the isur de rabbonon is gzeira shemoyate. And all these aloches that we're going to learn will be coming out from the aloche of gzeira shemoyate. We'll have to see what would the gzeira of shemoyanichenu v'yeitze. We also pass in that, this is not enough kemina, so we don't bring it down. Are we not choshesh for that? Could be enough kemina. We'll see a person puts in the room that when he's eating one candle that jumps. We'll see later a shita that if he has a different candle in a different room, it's no gzeira shemoyate. But for sure, the gzeira shemoyanichenu v'yeitze, for sure, is shaykh. We'll see in the hemshech. But the ikar aloch, the mishabura, is shchanoruch, is mashma, that the ikar psak is gzeira shemoyate, not gzeira shemoyanichenu v'yeitze. And now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Shulchan Aruch, Husaf is a Shulchan Aruch, Simen, Reis HaMach Daled, Seif Aleph, Zog the Shulchan Aruch, and Oisim Psilo Lener Shel Shabbos. You're not allowed to make a Psilo for a candle Shel Shabbos, Ben Ner Shel HaShulchan, the place that you eat, Ben Kol Ner Shel Malik Babayis, because the Gzera Shel Moyate, Midobor Shel Oirei Nenechas Boi, Ole Nisrach Sbi Voisov, Vashalevez Kefetzes, the fire jumps, Kegoyin Tzemer, V'se'ar v'kayoytze. Elo, you're only allowed to do it midobor sha'or nitleboy. The fire catch is good. Go in pishto nefutzo u'beget sheish. Tzemer gefen katten v'kirmis v'kayoytze boy. This is the first halacha. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kotten Aleph, midobor atam b'psul psilas v'shvamim shen meirim chayshinen shemoyate akli. Maybe you make matet the kli sheyovei ha'shemen shebeteichel ha'psila kede she'id lakiyofe v'chayim mishum ma'avir. Kanbus v'lirah b'kosot denochoin lekatchile להחמיר בקימבוס אם אפשר באחר. ברמו אז ממשיך. What would be if a person was over on this הלוכה, he lit in candles מדבורים חזל אסר to light. ואם הדליק מדבורים האסורים, אסור להשתמש לא אירוי. Not only that he don't let you to light it, if you use it, it's אסור להשתמש לא אירוי. ויש אומרים, even that לכתחילה you're not allowed to light them. אם יש נרחות מדבורים המותורים, if there's another candle in the house with dvorim amutorim, then there's no isur lishtamesh loira acherim. This is one heter. And another heter is dovosh efshar lishtamesh beloiner, to sleep mutol ha'aseisi afilu et ha'aneres acherim. But it's a Shabbos, you could be samech on these shittas, yesh lahokel b'diyevet. So this shit is coming to say like this. You're writing, you're not allowed to light like a tchile, but b'diyevet, if you're living, you're not allowed to be nele lo'iroi. But if you have another candle, so again, the primogodim is v'nayik, you're not allowed to light I'll smach that you have another candle. But if you lit and there's already another candle, then you're allowed to be mishtamesh lehoyre. And here the Mishnah Berurah brings down two shittas kesederim this halacha. Sifkotn gimel asurim ben bepsule psilas ben beshmalim. Also lishtamesh afilu tashmi she'ena tzorich iyun. Shema yat. Dealing with double shetzorich iyun. Also last night the Shabbos to read lehoyre aner. Even with aner there's no problem. He'll come on besimel reishain hey. But here is a gzeirim yuches because it's not lighting good. So even not to read, you need a little bit to see. Also, it's also Shema Yate. That is another chumre. We know that in candles, if you read and someone is a shema, you're allowed to. The minyanena afilu b'yashachir imu shereyo yisrei afilu ochi yosu. The yashar yizor shele yate. Mutol yishtamesh afilu aneres emnes b'cheder acher, even if the candles are in the other room. So lechure, if the candles are in the other room, so what it helps? The kevin sheyesh memokim echo ner kosher, because it's in the other place, it's a ner kosher. Yisko velo yate gam memokim es acherim. It will remind him. Ken pirush amogin Avrom. Boil yirah bekosav shekamos Avrom davke bo yisur cheder atzmai. Only if there are the good candles in the same room. V'ayim v'agrobet v'amaschad yesh emrim. Shu medam el yon chanike. V'shom and dir it's only mutar if the ner chanike is oimed etzlom. Dir it's mashma mamash etzlom. That would not be mishtamesh loiroi. Here's a reminder, maybe the room is enough. V'lei b'chod arachi, arid v'forsh kiyo rabbi v'chikosa b'sef v'kom v'nesanel, shumach v'chshoimel b'chod arachi. So we have a machlekes. The Mogen Avrom holds it's mutar even if it's a different room. The Eliyahu rabbi says dafke in the same room. Now, the choyim clear, what would be if I have an electric light? It's also enough. Or maybe only a candle is enough, because a candle is a reminder. And maybe we have to go more deeper. If it's a reminder, so maybe it's a svara, only a candle and not a light. But maybe the reminder you need for sure, if it's in the other room, it for sure works as a reminder. But if it's in the same room, maybe it doesn't work as a reminder. And it works because anyway I have light, so there's no gzera shemayate. If this is the lumdis, so maybe a fluorescent light will also be enough, because it's light, there's no gzera shemayate again. We're clearing, we know the halacha is that if there's another candle, but the evid, you're allowed to be nene. You're not allowed to light such a candle. But with the evid, you're allowed to be nene. What would it be if you have a candle in another room? Mogen Avraham holds it's enough, the Rabbi holds it's not enough. What would it be if you have a light in the other room? Could be only a candle as a reminder, light that we light anyway in the house, not like over Shabbos, it's not a reminder. What would it be if the fluorescent is in the same room? Everyone holds a nere is enough. So if it's also a reminder, maybe a fluorescent is not a reminder. But if the reason that is you have to have just light like Neres Chanukah, maybe you're allowed to. Yesh li yistapik. Seif Kotnevov, the second kul of the Ramah is the thing that you can do without a candle, you're allowed to do even loy a candle. What is the thing that you can do shaloy loy a candle? Ki goin lishka b'cheder olim shachiyayim min amartem zerach klif v'shikurim ha'am, aber loy derach barz. Seif Kotnevzayim. The Ramah brings on another kula, we said, the thing that you can do without a candle, you're allowed to do. Mutar lasos Eliyahu Rabbi Pirush that the heter is dafka to do these things that you could do without a candle. Kshiyesh al kolponim ner echod kosher b'bayit shal yadoi. And the house is in a different room is a candle. Shal deiz mutar afilu b'cheder acher. Aval shara achoyin im Pirush that afilu ener kosher klal mutar la yeshayim rimaze. What is the machleikis? It's l'shitosei. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't speak it out klal, but this is l'shitosei. The Mogen Avrom that learned before that the heter is only if the candles in the same, even if the candles in the same room. Sorry, even if the candles in the other room. So we're allowed to use the light in this room. Now it's another heter, like the Mogen Avrom, this is the Ramah, a thing that you don't have to use candles, you're allowed to do. So this is you're allowed to do even if there's no candle in the other room. Because if there's a candle in the other room, you're allowed to do everything with the Evet. This is the Mogen Avrom. The Eliyahu Rabbi Lishitosi that learned before that the heter is only the candles in the room. So he says the heter to use things she'ena roi lishtamesh b'shab she'lo yitzorich lishtamesh lo yiraner like to sleep you're allowed to do. This is, you don't need to have a candle in the room, but at least to have a candle in the other room. The Mogen Avrom cannot learn like that because the Mogen Avrom Lishitosi learns that if there's a candle in the other room, even everything you're allowed to be doing. So the second sheet of the Ramah that is making for more things has to be when there's no candles in the other room. So the Shulchan Aruch paskin letzer Shabbos b'di'evet mutar. If you're doing it for Shabbos kodesh, b'di'evet it's mutar. If yesh ner echod kosher inside the same room, Because I'm going to vroom, the mutter lishtamish, a priyeved, a filo shalene tzerich Shabbos. De lo yele nerechot bilichut. Kmo shekosu besimen reisha invo. Vayin biur haloche. Zog de bishtabura b'shem de mogen avrom. What would be b'diyeved if it's a candle in the same room? So the Ramah says that b'diyeved you're allowed to use it even for different things only the tzerich Shabbos. It's only if it's not candle in the same room. But if it's a candle in the same room, you're allowed to use it for everything but the heaven. So we're going to have Rashitosu, that the heter of the Ramah was when the candle was in the other room. And the second heter to use it for every different things, even with no candle. So the Magen Avraham is Mechadish, if it's a candle in the same room, and this Mistome out light, you're allowed to use it but the heaven for everything else. Zog debir aloha, the Elio Rabbi cannot learn like that, because the Elio Rabbi learns that the whole heter of the Ramah, if something is in the same room. And on that, the Ramah says that it's mutar only b'diyavid, it's Erech Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah finishes, v'ayin adavkin in lishtamesh, kshekvar hidlik, u'mitam dekeven yesh li nerkosha, shemalik, sula yosi la'atuya, it's a good candle, you will not come to be mate. Aval in lehokin mitam zeh lehalik lekatchil in nerkosha im apostle. Aval lekatchil to do it, to light a kosher candle with a apostle candle, you're not allowed to. Brackets, Primogodim and Levush Yisrael. If you see inside the Primogodim, it says, why is the light here? What is the problem? It's not Gzeira Shemayate. Gzeira that he will come to light only with the bad one. The Levush Yisrael is a bit different. The Gzeira is why it's also Shemayate. About it, but the evidence is Mutter, but like Atchila Michoishish, maybe even so, be Shemayate, so Chazal asked to do it. And here the Shaila, the Lomdim asked a big Shaila. Now, Choynes Manenu would name the Chond of a Poshu, that if a person lights Neris for Shabbos, and they start to become jumpy before Shabbos, he has to shut them off and light them again. Because if they become jumpy, Yoiver and the Takon of the Chazal, that the Zachar is Gzeira Shemayate, Chazal don't let to use Erev Shabbos. This is Poshut. Now they have another Shaila. What if one of them starts to jump? So the Chuvah stole in this Machlekes. Lefine Mogen Avram. But even if you leave it, you're allowed to be Nene. But even so, Leketchile Avada, you're not allowed to leave it. So if all of them are jumpy, it's poshut that you have to blow them off. Even if one of them is jumpy, while the Mishnah Berurah brings down even from a godim the Leketchile not to light like this, they say Kol Zman it's Erev Shabbos, it's called Leketchile. After Shabbos came in, Lishtamesh Loiro, it's called B'diyevet. But Kol Zman Shabbos didn't come in, it's called Leketchile. So now declaring in our candles today, what would be if one of them starts to become jumpy Erev Shabbos? You have to blow him off or not. We have light. We have a lot of electricity in the house. Gzeira Shemayate, Yaitse is not a problem. But Shemayate, the Purbegodim says that even if you have a lot of good candles, if you have one candle bad, it's a Gzeira Shemayate we don't have. But even so, Gzeira that he will light only with this candle, and then he will have a Shemayate, it's a Chazal Aser. The Lefidavush Esrad, that the Gzeira, that the Emes, maybe he'll be matter that. This is the reason the Asad is Lekatchile. Maybe when there's so much light, you don't have to be Choshesh. The Achronim came to ask another interesting Shaila. Could happen a lot. What would be if a person lights Neira Shabbos and the fluorescent starts to jump? It's Koifet. With that fluorescent, could be you're not Yotzen or Shabbos. You have to know if it's Shaykh the Gzeira Shemayate, or if it's not Shaykh, if it's Shaykh the Gzeira Shemayate. But he has different lights. We say, oh, the Katchila, but you're not allowed to have a jumpy light with a good light. So if one of the lights is jumping, you have to shut it. Or no, it's only on candles that people light with them for Shabbos. Then we say, it's a Gzeira, you're not allowed to have jumpy candles, even if you have different candles. But lights that people use anyway during the year in the house, and they're not doing a dafka lekavod Shabbos, could be on that. Chazal never made a gzeira. I'm not so sure. You have to have a Rav Muvik to answer such a shaila. Seif beis, korach davar shemadlikim b'al davar she'ein madlikim b'al. He took davar shemadlikim and he wraps it around davar she'ein madlikim. Im niskav ha'lavoy, so he wants to have a very thick candle. K'dei lo hisi v'ayra osu, it's a gzeira de rabbono. Shema, he will light only when the inside. If you discover that the choice of silo, because you have to remember that the lemato, cotton is soft, linen is strong, muta. And when times the muta ligger dover shem and ligger bel, gave me a cash, because the silo by a shosh, it will stand strong. Also, so the Mishnah Berurah sifkot and beis, av de ato de akricha oir nechaz yofir umeir, ולא יוסי לאטויס, אפילו אוכי אוסו, גזיר השם היה לגבי לגמרי. Muta, אפילו מלג שניהם יחד, הכיוון שמחבל לפסילו, להדליקו אל הגוז רבוי. And I saw the Poiskes Manei declare, Lefi who you go. The company does it, for example, to make it strong. You want a bigger light? Or the opposite. The company does it for light, you do it for strongness. Lefi who you go. We'll see the end of the Ramo. Zog the Ramo, Noisnim a gargar shel melech, a little bit salt, the grease shel pool, kind of bean, al pi aner be'erev Shabbos, kedi sheyedoy lekiyofe b'Shabbos. Lechu es oni ha'itza toivo. Shel melech lefi shamelech tzeles ha'shemel shetinu moshech achar ha'psilo. Shel pool kedi laniach ha'psilo olov. Tisefte perek beit isa tamar isa ken kedi sheyeshoyev ve'doylek. It's mashma only technically that it's good ha'itzas how to make it to light. And Shulchan Aruch was mashma was a tzad that is a isur and is a big chiddush here that it's mutar. We have to be ma'ayin in it.